In this episode, discover how to pivot your business so you can profit.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Heyo! All right, I am in the studio at Wirebuzz today. I've got two people here. I've got our head of sales. He's in the kitchen and in one of the office suites to the other side. I've got our director of ops who's in a variety of team meetings. By the way, Wirebuzz is looking for two new members to join our team. We're looking for what we call OKGs. An OKG is our kind of guy or our kind of girl. These are people that love to serve primarily. Like that's the first thing, and it comes from their heart. We're looking for people that love their work and that are passionate, that are really great people to be around, that are like, they're not grating. They're not like a cheese grater. They're somebody that's like, that tries to enrich every team or room that they're involved in. They go above and beyond and they anticipate their team or their clients' next needs. That's an OKG, according to me. And so right now we're looking for a lead copywriter that's going to help us scale our copywriting team because we are busy. And we're also looking for a strategist who can help us lay out the strategy for our client campaigns because we are busy and need to offload some of the strategy work to somebody that can understand our methodology. And that person should also be a bit of a jack of all trades. They could help on the website. They can do marketing. They could do some copywriting, all those kind of things, layout pages and so on. Anyway, reach out to me on LinkedIn if you know anybody, and who knows, you just might know the perfect OKG. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, exactly. Coming up in this episode, we're going to be joined by Wirebuzz's Director of Post-Production. Chad Stafford's going to be checking in, and we're going to be talking about one of the pivots that we did recently and how we upgraded our studio here in, well, the one that I'm standing in right here. An upgraded new technology that allows me to take my webinars to the next frigging level, more like television production shows than a Zoom webinar, but it all happens on Zoom. You're going to have that interview in just a moment. And I want to give you a quick little update. Business Mastery for Tony Robbins starts this week. For those that have been following me for a long time, you know that I am a Business Mastery series speaker. I've been leading webinars for Tony's team. And right now I'm working on training his entire sales team, the coaches, the trainers, the sales reps, the ones that go out on location, like all of the national speakers. And I'm training them how to use the power of video inside of their existing process to be more compelling, more convincing, to identify confusion and to see that as a red flag. And when you identify confusion in your prospects, questions that they ask or the way that they present something, then what your job is to inject massive clarity, because you'll never get yes until that person feels in their heart that they have clarity. So I teach people how to do this, and really, it's just amazing. People are on the sales team like 2 hours after the training are using my icebreaker techniques to land new meetings within 2 hours, which is just remarkable. They've been sending me their practice videos. Practice? You talking about practice? Yeah, I'm talking about practice. They're sending me their practice videos. I'm giving them feedback on how to up their game to get better results, because when you're working with the marketing team and the sales team, you need to make sure that everybody's rowing in the same direction. So the salespeople are sending me their content so I can help them polish and perfect it so it can move the needle for Tony's business. What a just an honor to be able to do that. I'm doing a lot of coaching and training now for entrepreneurs and business leads. There's business executives that are at a high level that need to understand the digital tactics that their team needs. Like a lot of these companies, like billion-dollar companies, the people that run marketing may not be digital online marketers. They may have come in from television, print, or radio, or they may know about online marketing, but I help unify them and show them the tactics that their marketing team should be deploying so they can understand them and then hold their marketing team accountable for deadlines and projects. Now, in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to pivot to prosper, how to really think out of the box, come up with your next great pivot. But remember, what causes the pivot? Opportunity. You have to seek opportunity, see it, be able to identify it, react, and pivot. The person that I saw who in my life, whenever I think of opportunity, the one that identified opportunity the best, that I was around the most, is Senator John McCain. Now, a lot of you know Arizona's senior snowy-haired senator who recently passed away. McCain was a frequent guest on our talk show. By the way, I'm not political. As you might have heard from the last episode, I don't care about politics. I'm not a John McCain supporter, but I'm also not a somebody who's an enemy of John McCain. I just was an investigative reporter. But McCain would come in every Thursday night after he would land from D.C. He'd arrive back in Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, and on his way home, he'd go right by the studio. And what better for us to seize the opportunity than to get John McCain in studio? And this was like 1999, leading up into the Gulf War, and all the way through about like maybe 2003. And he'd regularly come and visit. But what I identified with McCain, and what I'm going to share with you, is one of the reasons that McCain went from a senator from a smaller state, the 48th state in the union, to the presidential candidate was McCain was really skilled at recognizing opportunity. He recognized an opportunity every single moment. There was a position that he could take that would get him national awareness, an opportunity where he could get onto the big talk shows and share his insights to grow his base and to move people closer to him. Now, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I watched it so often that I had a nickname for John that I only shared inside my own head. You know, there's John the Baptist. We all know about John the Baptist, one of the apostles. But there's this John is John the Opportunist, because if you watched his career, that little engine could find the opportunity, seek the moment, present in a unique way, get national exposure, and whammo, start himself on the path for being a presidential nominee of a major party. I want you to be thinking in your career about you hunting opportunity with an open, loving heart, because when you do that, the art of the pivot plays out. More on the pivot in a moment. But first, one of the easiest ways to identify opportunities that you can pivot is to start studying your industry like it's something that you really love, like you're passionate about it. Like, you can't identify an opportunity until you start having massive field context in your industry. So what I want to share with you is the one thing that advanced my career more than anything else was regularly studying my industry, like each and every day. Let me tell you my routine. My routine is I get up in the morning, dun, dun, dun. I get up in the morning, I drink a cup of coffee before I go on my run. I'm running in the dark right now because I just went through skin cancer and was bandaged up most of this summer. And I live in Scottsdale. I mean, there's just sun like you wouldn't believe. So what I did is, when I go on my run in the morning, I have to hit it before the sun comes up, but I also have to get a little coffee in my system. And when I do that for 15 minutes, I start reading the news. And I don't read the news like read politics like I did when I was an investigative reporter. Instead, the way I read the news is I read the industry news, my trade, marketing, video, digital marketing, online conversions, technology, sales optimization, customer journey pages. So I take all those key phrases and I add them into Google News and I create searches that Google scours the internet and pulls these news stories together, and voila, I go through my tabs. And in 15 minutes, I don't go through all of them because my daily commitment is 1 hour. 1 hour of understanding what's going on, the latest news, the latest technology. For example, you can, with your video player, if you're using the right tool like Wistia, you can plug in your Calendarly app, which makes scheduling your appointments with a link, and people have access to your availability, and you can segment different parts of the day that they have access to. And so instead of going back and forth 1,100 times with emails trying to get a schedule down where you're going to have a meeting with somebody, instead of that, you send them your Calendarly link. Now, where does this fit in with video marketing and studying how to use that as an opportunity to close deals faster? Well, when you study your industry regularly, you see that Vidyard has an app that it API connects with Calendarly. And before you know it, at the end of your videos, when you're prospecting with people, you could always say, click on the video and you'll see my calendar. Just click right there in the center on that calendar button and schedule a meeting with me. So when you're doing personalized video one-on-one and you're looking for opportunities, and you're using that video, think about adding your Calendarly app into your video. And before you know it, you're motivating people, and all they have to do is hit the easy button. They can schedule an appointment, and whammo, it's in your calendar. And you did nothing except create the video and connect the essential tools, and you saved yourself a whole lot of time. That is how you seek opportunities and let them grow. But you've got to be open to studying your industry. And then sometime during the day, like instead of getting on Facebook and seeing what all my friends are doing, dude, I've got one guy that I was a roommate with in college that's right now on vacation. And I realized the dude's always on vacation. Like his parents must have left him a ton of money because he doesn't work. He's just on full-time vacation. Like I want his gig. So instead of going on Facebook and spending time, because I think he's somewhere in South America today, living large. Instead of doing that, I decide to go into Google News and click on the next tab. And I start reading about conversion rate optimization, or reading about Russell Brunson and his latest ClickFunnel edition, or whatever it might be. Hunt opportunities instead of hunting news stories that are going to upset you, that you're going to share with your friends, and you're all going to tee off. And just use your time wisely. Now, studying your industry will spark everything, but you also have to be open to what I call divine providence. Like the winds of grace are always blowing, but it has to be up to you to lift up your sails. Though the wind of divine providence is going to come, it's going to help you get there, but you have to be showing yourself that you're willing and looking for new opportunities to grow. I want to give you a quick case study. Never shared this story before. This story is one that I hold deep in my heart. It is one of the jewels. And 7 years ago, I was at Wits End. It's actually this month, 7 years ago. I was terrified about losing my wife to breast cancer. And as she left my arms and walked down the hall to go get her PET scan, which for the first time in our 3-month battle, finally, we're going to find out if the cancer had spread to all over her body or different parts of her body. And for the first time since she was diagnosed 3 months earlier, I could see how terrified Wendy was. You know, she held a lot of strong faces that summer, but this moment was 10 times scarier than any of the surgeries that we had to go through together. And as she left my eyesight and the door closed, immediately I started to panic. Just came over me. We've been together since 1999. You know, we don't have kids. Wendy's all I got. We have each other and I revere her. She is my guru, my mentor, the love of my life. I admire her and strive to be like her on a daily basis. So I went into full panic and sitting there in the doctor's lobby waiting 1 hour for her PET scan. I was sitting there fighting back tears and didn't know who to call or what to do. So I went to Facebook and I posted on Facebook this. August 5th. 2013. Right now, Wendy is having her PET scan to determine if her breast cancer has spread elsewhere, If you would like to support us, please say a little prayer for her. She's an amazingly brave person, but understandably scared today. We all are. With love, her Todd. And within moments, people started posting their prayers, their love, their support. And before I knew it, it was starting to go somewhat micro-viral on Facebook. And an hour later, when the door opened and she walked out, and I jumped up to grab her and to throw her into my arms to make sure she was okay and to comfort her. I'd never seen her that scared before. And I whispered in her ear, "How you doing?" And she pulled back and looked at me, and she said, "Oh my God, that was the most peaceful, loving experience of my entire life." There was a radical transformation that happened on my wife. She had no idea that hundreds of people were praying for her all over the world. But the power of prayer is undeniable. And if you're going through a tough time with your business or your career right now, don't hesitate to reach deep, ask for help, and open up your sails, because the winds of grace are always blowing. But it's up to you to lift your sails. Don't forget about divine providence. You've been through so much in your life. You're not being set up to fail. You're being set up right now to identify the opportunities and to seize the moment and pivot in your career or for your business. And when I think of what makes people poor, this came up and my wife and I, we were having happy hour just this week. We like to celebrate, you know, we like to celebrate our milestones. And this month, we're definitely celebrating our 7th anniversary of survivorship. When we were talking about what makes people poor, and she reminded me of this acronym, passing over opportunities repeatedly. Are you passing over opportunities repeatedly? Is it holding you back in your career? I have done it so many times. I have forgotten to follow up with people. I've passed up opportunities repeatedly in a variety of areas. Where could I be? How many more people could I serve? How much more insulated could my business be if I remember the acronym for POUR? If you want to be poor, then you want to pass over opportunities repeatedly. The choice is yours. And when you're given opportunity, seize them with every grasp, make them amazing, and make sure that you deliver. And on top of that, people do business with people that they have relationships with. My grandfather's words. So don't miss the opportunity to dig deep and develop relationships with people, because it's going to take that along the way. You know, when instead of riding out COVID on your couch, crushing bong hits and creating excuses for why you couldn't hit your 2020 goals, it's time to think way out of the box so you can pivot to prosper. And if you need an example of how others are doing it, I want you to recognize that people can't go to the movie theaters right now, right? Like, you can't just all of a sudden walk over to your movie theater and sit down and eat some popcorn and enjoy it. Like, we're all stuck in our homes. This wild pandemic is going everywhere, but smart people recognize the opportunity and pivot to cater to people, to serve them. And if you serve, it should come from your heart. It should be part of your purpose here on earth. But that serving happens in all different areas. You know, Walmart is right now turning 160 store parking lots into drive-in movie theaters. What did they do? They saw the opportunity. They pivoted to prosper. Major League Baseball, the NBA, they pivoted in order to continue serving their customers. Emirates Airlines. People aren't even flying now. Like, we had a video shoot. Let's get back to Emirates in just a second. People, nobody's flying. Wirebuzz does some 3,000 videos a year. We fly all over the world and create videos for clients. We've got people in our office that spend most of their time traveling. Like, I would do 45 flights, 50 flights a year. Our head of video production that would go out on location, not Chad, who's going to be joining us later in this episode. But our head of video production will go on 50, 55 flights a year with our crew or multiple crews and go out and create content. But all of that came to a grinding halt. But that doesn't mean we stop serving. And Emirates Airlines didn't stop serving either. They did a massive pivot. Right now, if you fly on their airlines and you contract COVID-19, they will pay for all of your medical costs. Or if you get COVID and you die, they will pay for your medical costs and your funeral. Like, what kind of a huge, out-of-the-box, ridiculous pivot is that? Where are your customers struggling? How can you serve them so you can continue going on with your mission? Or what about Tony Robbins? Tony Robbins always does things larger than most people. But when COVID-19 hit, he was forced to cancel his events. Example, I was scheduled to go to Amsterdam to go on tour with him at Business Mastery 2, the advanced program, and to start my Tony tour, teaching on the stage for his audience. Canceled. All of his other events canceled. So what did Tony do? Well, he didn't sit on his couch in his underwear watching Tiger King. He thought out of the box. He thought, how can he lift up people's lives all over the world? And then he decided to reach out to Zoom. And with Zoom, he ended up building the first of its kind. Tony built a multi-million dollar studio not far from his home that allows him, it's basically a Zoom stadium. It's 365 degrees. His team calls it Zoomzilla, where 25,000 people can appear on the screen in a circular way around him, and Tony can continue to serve people like Emirates, or how about like Walmart, or even Kodak with its pharmaceuticals now, or Major League Baseball, or NBA, or my business. I'll talk about our pivot in just a moment. But what he did is he built a Zoom stadium. First event, 25,000 people for UPW, which is Unleash the Power Within. It's his gold standard event that he's been doing for 40 years. The one where people walk the coals at the end. So he had to reimagine that event. I did that event as Tony's guest in July last year in Dallas, and it was amazing. I walked the coals at the end of day one at 2:30 in the morning. There were 38 separate lines of people that filed out of a basketball stadium in Dallas. And we went on 38 lines across the coals. 2:30 in the morning. That's when I did it. I got back to my hotel room at 4 a.m. Closed my eyes, had to be up at 7 to go on my run so I could be prepared for my 8:30 call with Tony's team, my first time interacting with them on a call. That is like what am I going to do? Am I going to sleep in, or am I going to get my head on straight, get into my morning routine and prepare myself for literally one of the most important business calls of my life? So Tony pivoted. Created a virtual stadium. You know, Einstein explained that the significant problems we face cannot be solved at the same level of thinking that we were at when we created them. The way we create breakthroughs was taught to me by my friend Austin Vickers. Austin is the creator of the documentary People, it's really a docudrama, People versus the State of Illusion. And Austin explains the easiest way to solve a problem is to think ridiculously. Austin's been in my home. He has been at the Wirebuzz office. We're just honored to do the marketing for his first movie and help him. I'm going to tell this story because I love it. Austin approached me and he was like, dude, I need you to help me sell out 3 days of this movie theater when they're testing it for how valuable this movie will be for international and national distribution deals. It was a test theater. So, you know, I'm all in. You get me into something, onto a project, I am 100% in. If I'm not in, I'm not doing it, right? Because if opportunity comes, you've got to seize it. Think John McCain and what he did. Think all of these examples in your life where things happen great. When somebody believes in you, you have to be all in. So with Austin, we ended up, instead of selling out 3 days of that movie theater, we sold out 5 weeks. Boom, dude got a deal with Samuel Goldwyn Films for international distribution, and the rest of the story. He goes on to fame and glory, and I'm just so honored to be a part of that. But the way he does this, the way that he teaches businesses, and he taught me how to do it, and you can use this if your business needs to come up with some creative ideas, like if you're working on a video project and you're trying to think about how you can teach this idea in a more creative, innovative way that makes that content binge-worthy. When Wirebuzz meets for one of these creative meetings, we think of what Austin taught us. But it's the same thing if your business needs to pivot during a time of crisis. I'm going to show you the technique that he taught us, and it's called thinking ridiculously. Now, let me break this down for you. You get people into a room, and I know it could be a Zoom room, it doesn't matter, but you get people into a room, it could be a physical room, but you have to determine who are the right people. If you aren't surrounded by the right people and you're doing this for yourself or your career, or you're a solopreneur, God love you. Open up your sails, allow your divine providence to fill in that sail, and get into that room, and for 1 hour, let me stop right there. If you've got a business, I'm going to bring you guys through the same thing at the same time. If you've got a team of people, I want you to get them in the room. It doesn't matter if it's physical or Zoom. I want you to get people into the room with undivided attention, with no other distractions. There's no emails to respond to, no text messaging, blowing up your homie. Yo, yo, what's up, dude? As you're sitting in the meeting, none of that. Instead, in this meeting, by yourself or with a group, only have people that are 100% committed to not judging each other. So you can't judge yourself if you're in by yourself, or if you've got a group, you're not judging the person on the other side of the table. You're not saying, oh, that's a horrible idea. You're really doing what great stand-up improv experts do. They say yes and. Yes, and my first day of learning stand-up at Groundlings in Los Angeles, which is the crown jewel of improv school, is yes, and. So you're like, all right, so you start improvising with people, and you do this when you're thinking ridiculously with yourself, and you come up with a good idea or a bad idea, you write it down, and you go, yes, and you add more things. What if we did this? What if we did that? And anytime you say what if, there's no judgment after the words what if. Anytime somebody else says it, there's no judgment onto you. If something comes out of somebody's mouth and it is offensive or vile or derogatory, just know the goal of this is not about working for the Justice Department. The goal of this session is to allow the goodness to flow out through your mouth. And typically the best ideas that'll ever happen for you and your business or your creative ideas, they stem from the same area, but you've got to allow the process to flow like a river through you. And you just keep writing down these ideas. And then at the end, you go back when you're done. By the way, you're going to laugh your head off if you do it right. If you're in the room by yourself, I sometimes, as you can imagine, say it out loud as if I'm playing off of myself. Why? Because I have attention disorders. And where do I do my best thinking? It's where I do my greatest focus. When I'm speaking is when I'm most focused. Like, how embarrassing is that, right? I just had that thought. I'm like, whoa, maybe you shouldn't have said that. People can really read into you, dude. That's kind of deep. That's personal to me. But that's where the ideas start to flow. So when I'm in the room by myself, I'm going to just lay it all out there and come up with ideas. And before you know it, you're like, all right, so where are the opportunities? Who has a need? Okay, what is their need? If you're looking for business, what is their need? What are they struggling with? What is their pain and their frustration? Where is their business not succeeding? And then, like John McCain, you start thinking about the opportunities. How can I step into that opportunity, provide a solution, add massive value, help them over their hump so they can achieve that goal? What can I provide them that'll be worth my time, but will generate, and this is the most important thing when you're doing a business pivot, will generate massive impact so they can achieve their goals, right? Because if you're just thinking about achieving your financial goals, you're not creating the magic, which happens when it's a win-win. All things sustainable are win-wins, right? Every relationship that's sustainable is a win-win. So you think about it, and as you're going through the process, you will discover the opportunities to help your clients perfect their process to get better results. And if it's for your business, you will think about the different ways that you can problem solve and work around it. Let me give you an example. Here's some of the Wirebuzz COVID pivots. Now, I share this with you as I'm using the word some, because we didn't just stop with one. Now we've got more web dev going on. Did you notice at the beginning? I told you that we are looking for a strategist that also has web dev. We need more help. We're already doing a lot of websites for businesses in conjunction with the video, but that became a bigger bulk of work. We also realized that remote video production, people still needed their videos to be created. How could we pivot in order to prosper? So as we got into the part of our clients still need videos, but we can't send people there, and it doesn't matter if they flew on an airplane or were part of our team or we found somebody local to go in, it's still about COVID and breathing in people and masks and germs being spread, all of that stuff. How do we solve that problem? So we created kits. Depending on what the shoot type is for a client, let's say they wanted to film something and we were going to edit it, we sent them a kit, like for this one project that had a really nice white backdrop. Like we would provide if we came in and we set it up and we lit it right. So we created a small kit that we sent to their office with the video camera, with the right microphone, and a video from our director who would normally be on airplanes going there teaching them how to set up their cameras so we could film it. And for me, I will tell you, as I am saying it, I am thinking red flags, because as an entrepreneur, I always want to polish and perfect the entire process. I want to make sure that I insulate my clients for risk at every opportunity so I can guarantee the end goal result, which is not only a great video, that is a small piece of it. It is amazing ROI. So all these pieces, the web dev, the video, the scripting, the strategy, the storyboarding, they all need to be built in together. And the sales team needs to, so I always want to insulate all the different pieces and bring that in. That is my natural instinct as an entrepreneur who in 10 years has never lost a client. Can you think outside of the box and figure out how to pivot in order to prosper? When it came to more video work, we were like, well, what about animation? So we started scaling up our animators. We're doing a ton of video. Like our editors are so busy now that we're looking for more animators. Yo, listen up. Do you know what keeps people poor? Passing over opportunities repeatedly. If you're a skilled animator, 2D, 3D, if you can handle even medical animation, like inside the body, 3D medical animation, yo, don't pass over opportunities repeatedly. That's how people stay poor. Hit me up, right? We noticed that we were selling more strategy work. That's why we're looking for more strategists, because we are up to our eyeballs in laying out the digital marketing strategies and the go-to-market tactics for our clients. And then I started doing a whole lot more trainings, a lot more webinars for the senior leaders at enterprise level companies, for the heads of marketing, for the marketing team, for the heads of sales and the sales teams, just like I'm doing right now for Team Tony. By the way, how did that whole thing get started with Team Tony? Well, I started to teach them. They know my process, but leading up to COVID, I was talking to their head of sales and their head of content, and they checked in to see how things were going at Wirebuzz. We're clients of theirs. They checked in. We were talking to them about a project that we were doing, and we filmed a webinar for Tony where we came out on location and filmed it with his team, and that was awesome. But when we were talking to them, they're like, how are you guys handling with COVID and everything? And I said, well, we're doing a lot of trainings right now, a lot of animation videos, like all those things that I just rattled off. But I'm doing a lot of trainings, like I'm teaching sales teams who can't get in front of their prospects. I'm planting a seed. And just doing training webinars wasn't good enough. We also had to up our game. And that's why I'm joined right now by Wirebuzz's director of post-production, one of my favorite people who keeps all the balls juggling and on time. And I don't know how he manages the 3,000 videos that go through his department every year, but he does it like a boss. Chad Stafford is with me.
How's it going, Todd?
Dude, great to see you. Chad and I have been building out this space in the office. It's mostly been Chad. Chad's been doing it with Devin Dresbeck, who is our director of production. And we've all been socially distancing, a good 7 to 10 feet away from each other. In fact, as I look off to the side, there's one of our dead soldier masks off to the side from while we've been setting this up. And so now we've taken our studio to the next level. We've got multiple cameras and we've got some really cool technology in here. First, I want to talk about what we were doing originally, Chad. After that, let's talk about the new equipment. But bring me back to the old studio, something we had just a couple of weeks ago. How are we pulling that off in our Zoom meetings?
Yeah, absolutely. So our original setup was something that we wanted to be USB powered, plug and play, something that's really easy for anybody to come in, plug up to their laptops and just be able to record. So we were rocking a Blue Yeti microphone, which I've used in the past. We were also using a C920 webcam, which is also the webcam that I'm currently using. And we decided that while that was good, we could up the game considerably. So we went from a purely USB plug-and-play system to something a little bit more advanced and allowed for a lot more versatility. So we replaced the Blue Yeti microphone, a USB microphone, with an XLR microphone, which was the Shure SM7B, which is the microphone I currently have. We replaced the C920 web cameras with Sony ZV-1 4K cameras. We have two of those because the next piece of equipment we got allowed us to switch between multiple sources, which is just, I could geek out about this piece of tech because it's just phenomenal. And that is the ATEM Blackmagic switcher. This thing is just like, it changes the game. It really does. Yeah. For anybody that's streaming or doing, you know, podcasts or, you know, live podcasts with video, anything that requires multiple cameras or multiple inputs that have different, you know, scaling, different FPS, this little piece of tech is able to take multiple sources and convert them down into one. And what's really interesting about this is that not only can it output all of that information, but it can output to your laptop, to your PC, and your PC just sees it as a webcam. So you could be rocking 4K cameras, you could be, you know, streaming in multiple sources, whether it's coming from your laptop or for some other video source, and your computer just recognizes it as a webcam, which is just, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. On top of that, we got a Elgato Stream Deck, which is a handy little tool which allows you to take macros and essentially customize your own little button, like your own little mini keyboard, but the keys are little images. So you can custom create your own images for you. And in this particular setup, we just named it the camera names to make it as simple as possible. So you don't even have to mess with the switcher. You just have the little Stream Deck, which has all that information laid out for you. And we did that because the Stream Deck goes to a program that's running on the PC. And then the ATEM streams to the PC, and the Stream Deck is able to control that program and run those macros so you can do stuff like camera switches, picture in picture, just with the press of a button instead of having to do multiple presses.
And really the first time we used it was for one of our Tony Robbins sales team trainings that we recently did. And we got it set up like the day before. I clicked on the buttons and switched between the close-up, the wide angle off of the Sony cameras, the slides, or the slide with my picture in picture. So my slide and my picture down in the bottom corner.
Yep.
Now, Chad, on my initial test run, we've done several since, but for that first one, can you rate me? How did we do switching between the equipment?
Honestly, like I thought it went flawless. To be honest, I think I told you this afterwards that if I were running the slideshow and the switcher and trying to stay on point, looking at camera, addressing the audience, I think my brain would have imploded halfway through. And to see you just be able to take all this new tech and just use it, just take it running was really cool to see. And it really spoke to the setup that we have.
Yeah.
That it's a good setup. Of course, there's always things that we can do to improve it, but just that we were able to get it working for you to just be able to do it in a way that it didn't seem unnatural. It just seemed like an extension of what you were already doing. It didn't stop you. It didn't halt the process. It didn't make it awkward. It flowed and it felt natural, which I think is the best thing we could have hoped for.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really fun for me. It felt like I was elevating my ability to communicate and entertain. In fact, while I'm switching between the cameras, I'm thinking like an attention hacker that I'm tapping on the audience's forehead, reminding them to pay attention because I'm keeping it interestante as we're moving through. And I like it. I likened it to running my own board while I was doing my own radio show and being able to switch between different audio sources and bumpers. And it kept it fun and lively. And I know we had this conversation before, like you and Devin were like, dude, why don't we run those things for you? And I thought, man, I think I might be able to know where I'm going without having to communicate it to another person. So we tried it and it just worked really, really well. And the feedback that we've gotten from Team Tony has been phenomenal. And I can't thank you enough. This Stream Deck is right here, like on my left hand. So to give you the setup, guys, I've got in my right hand my slide clicker that's connected to my laptop via Bluetooth. And so I'm clicking through the slides. I've got my mic, my Bluetooth Yeti right up here next to my chest. And on my left side on the table, I've got this Stream Deck where I can click through the different cameras. So every piece of me is running another piece of, yeah. It's like, I should have been on a rock band or something, dude. Like, I missed it. So, but that's a lot of fun. And I think what I love about this is we saw the audience retention that we got from our Zoom, Tony Robbins webinar, where we did that for his audience, his customers, and we retained 93.6% of the audience for the full hour, meaning the people that started the webinar, 93.6% of them stayed for the full hour to the end, which is mind-boggling. In my brain, I was like, that might be a mathematical error. I don't know if it's possible, right? But I won't tell anybody that. But what I really loved about it is because we are all devoted to upping our game and going to the next level and always being ahead of the trend, we recognize that 93.6% wasn't good enough. We want that full 100%. So we added more technology and upped our game and made it more visually stimulating. And how long, Chad, did it take for us? I know we had a little bit of a struggle. How long did it take for us to dial this thing in?
I think Devin and I were there 3 separate occasions and then a 4th to just kind of do some diagnostics on some things that we could do a little bit better or doing some problem solving in case, for whatever reason, part of the system just wasn't working. So I would say probably 4 days total just to get everything up and running.
And a total, how many hours would you say? And then let's times two. So just give me your hours.
I think normally we'd be there at least 4 hours a day.
About 4 hours.
4 or 5.
So 16 hours times two. We could all do the math in our own head. And that might be a significant investment, but you know, at Wirebuzz, we're doing a lot of webinars, man. Like maybe every day, and some days I'm doing 2, or maybe not every day, but throughout the week, there might easily be 5 webinars that are going down for reals around here. And if we can make them more visually stimulating, then we've got our audience in the palm of our hands.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Well, he's Chad Stafford. He's our director of post-production. Hey, Chad, while I got you here, can you give the audience an idea about how our projects have changed since COVID? Like, are we doing different things now? Because I dropped a video today about the art of the business pivot, and few people have to, in our business, react to that pivot as much as you. Naturally, the sales team reacts to the pivot, but you see it really coming downstream when it gets into your team. What are we doing today that we weren't doing as much of pre-COVID?
So something that we've definitely started doing a lot more is animation. Things that were originally scoped or planned to be live action have switched and become animation. And then there's also something new that we have been doing, and Devin's been working tirelessly on this process, on this setup, is coaching clients to capture their own video content and having Wirebuzz support them the entire way through, and then bringing in that content and then going through the normal post-production process and elevating the content, you know, supplementing it with animation, whether that's lower thirds and bumpers or going a little bit further using iconography or character animation, and just bringing it really to life and, like you say, hacking the attention. And that's something that we've never done before. And we've even created kits that we've sent out to clients so that they have the best technology that we can provide for them so that they can capture this at the best quality possible, given the situation. And that's something that we've never done before. And so far, it's proven to be a successful process. Of course, like I said, even with this setup that we're talking about with the webinar, there's always things that we can improve on, which is great. That just means that we're learning. And I always hope to learn something new every day. So it's a process that we're continuing to evolve and improve upon. And we're not slowing down. If anything, we sped up, because clients are in need of new solutions, and Wirebuzz has been there to provide them. So
yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I think what we're witnessing is a couple things. When your back is up against a wall, who comes out swinging, right? And as a company, we came out swinging, ready to innovate. And that would have been something, sending kits to clients and teaching them how to set up their own lighting and their own camera and their background and so on. I would have been 100% against that in the normal world. But the conditions changed. And in order to continue to serve, we had to adjust. And what I loved about it is we all recognized it wasn't ideal. And yet nothing in our world is ideal right now. And we moved on and presented with solutions. And the cool stuff is the content's been coming out really good. And a lot of our clients are already nerds. And so they kind of enjoyed the little change and being able to use the technology. And good on you guys and your team to be able to help us make that pivot in order to prosper in a time of uncertainty. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Chad Stafford joins us on the Toddcast. Chad, thanks so much. We'll look forward to checking in with you on a future episode.
Thank you, Todd.
Super cool to have Chad check in and talk to you about the new technology and the switcher and how I'm using it to kind of run like a TV show when I'm doing my events for Tony or some of these other clients. If your business needs training for your senior leadership, your marketing, or your sales team on how to sell remotely in this new world, how to create your website into your best salesperson, you can always go to wirebuzz.com/remote-sales and fill out a form, and we'd be happy to meet with you guys. And that's a great way to get a hold of us. But salespeople, if there are salespeople listening right now and you say to yourself that our prospect, that person I'm talking with, is just isn't smart enough to understand our unique value. They're too dumb to understand what we do. And it's taking me too long to educate them. Red flag right there. You should be upping your game. Responsible communicators own not only what comes out of their mouth, which is only like 50% of the process. They also own how that message is received, processed, and understood by the recipient. The way you up your game is you share a video after the meeting. You identify that confusion and you follow up, move them with greater education to the next stage in your process. You'll be surprised that if you can educate somebody, they will stay with you for the rest of their career because you will be their guru. That is an opportunity you shouldn't miss, unless, of course, you want to stay poor, which is passing over opportunities repeatedly. The red flag opportunity is to inject your clarity and to follow up and to teach them and to be their educator that will service them for the rest of their career because you took that time and attention. And marketers, if you're saying that your prospect's attention span's too short and they don't give you enough attention for you to be able to share the unique value that your service or your solution provides, that's your red flag this week. Instead, what I want you to do is make your videos better. Don't blame your audience for not having a attention for your information. That's on you, dude. Elevate your game. Like Seinfeld never says his audience has a short attention, so he's not going to do jokes. He just knows he's got to up his game. Recognize the opportunity and seize it instead of cowering from it, and take your stories in your videos to another level. Hook them in the initial 10 seconds, reel them in through your story, and like a boss who understands the storytelling process, make it so damn interesting, so irresistible that your content becomes binge-worthy. You can do that, but it's going to take breaking the mold of your boring way of telling stories that creates the attention disorder. You know, video teaches people at faster and faster rates than any other type of content. Do you need proof? Like, are you like, yeah, Todd, I'm not sure about that. Do you need proof? Because I can prove it really quickly. It took 4 seconds for me to learn everything I needed to learn about sex. Only 4 seconds. Yes, I did say learn about sex. In just 4 seconds, I learned everything I needed to learn. And it happened with 2 other people in the room. Now, if that wasn't creepy enough, because I know it's very high on the creepy factor, the people that were in the room with me, I call Nana and Papa. You see, in just 4 seconds, I learned everything I needed to learn about sex, and here's how it happened. Oh boy. Uncharted territory on this podcast. How it happened was, I'm sitting on the couch. I might be 6 years old, 7 years old. This is back in the days where, oh boy, I'm dating myself. We didn't have a channel changer. My grandfather got up to change the channels, and as he flicked through there's a box on the top of his TV, push each button, makes a noise. My grandmother and I on the couch. My grandmother was the person he was serving. He was the channel changer. And she would shake her head, nope. And he'd go, chick, and hit the next button. She'd look 4 seconds, nope. Chick, and they'd go through the channels. They had like maybe 30 channels. This is like the beginning of cable. One of those channels was an adult channel. Bow, bow, chick, bow, wow. And in 4 seconds before my grandmother said, nope. And my grandfather went, chick, I saw everything I needed to know. Video will teach you in a faster way. It'll teach your prospects in a clearer, more compelling, more convincing way. It'll transfer the knowledge instantly because you can show and tell and people learn faster that way. And that's how in 4 seconds I learned everything I need to learn about sex. And you should be using the power of video in your business at every opportunity in order to convince and convert más rápido. And if you want to learn more about selling remotely and upping your game, the place to go where I've got 20 minutes of free learning, where I'm showing and telling some of my best strategies, you can find them at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales and fill out the form. If you want to have a meeting with my team, we'll grab a 15-minute call. We'll jump on Zoom. We'll find out what your needs are and see if we can be of help. And I will continue to do my job, help you identify opportunities like John the Opportunist, help you recognize that you've been passing over opportunities repeatedly and it's been keeping you poor, help you identify where you can pivot to prosper for your business so you guys can start serving the people that already know, like, and trust you and do it in a way that keeps your business growing and thriving. And as such, next week, big announcement right here on the Toddcast, where I talk to you about how we've used these techniques and how it got us acknowledged as one of the fastest growing privately held companies in America. Stay tuned. That's coming up, I believe, in the next episode of Video Marketing Mastery. Peace.